Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trump be impeached? I don't think so. I actually kind of like Trump because he's different than Clinton. He's different than Bush. He's not being bought by legislations and big businesses. He's just on his own.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning here on a Monday morning at 8:46. Three big things. More rain across South Central Kansas Sunday. Wichita got just over an inch and a quarter.
Two.
Kansas offers one-day amnesty for people with bench warrants for not paying child support. Circle the date, August 31st.
One.
Two men killed in weekend shooting in North Wichita. 35 homicides in the city this year. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Continue to watch for a slowdown traffic accident northbound I-235 right there at I-135, the North Junction. We also, northbound on the Kansas Turnpike Authority saying that they're going to be a moving construction zone basically north of Wichita, between Wichita and the Towanda Service Center there. There's going to be a moving construction zone, so watch out for that northbound on the Kansas Turnpike. Traffic update from KNSS, I'm Jad Chambers.
It's going to be partly sunny and breezy today with a high of 79 degrees after yesterday's high of 79 degrees. You can look for a northwest wind at 15 to 20 miles per hour today, and again, the high 79. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 60. Tuesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 82. Now mostly cloudy, we have a northwest wind at 15 miles per hour and 67 degrees with Steve and Ted. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got the Glenn Beck program. Be sure to stick around for that. Public affairs, Latin America, one of the topics, democratic socialism. Gallup poll, Democrats more positive about socialism than capitalism. We're going to talk about that this morning. Glenn Beck, coming up at 9 o'clock here on KNSS. Steve and Ted, it's making a lot of, you know, there's a couple of videos that I think went kind of maybe viral over the weekend, if you will. One of them would be that the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Mahomes throwing the football 70 yards on a fly. That was pretty good.
For a touchdown pass.
But what about sister Mary Jo Sobiech, who threw out the first pitch of the Royals game with the White Sox up in Chicago Saturday? She came out. She had her full habit on.
Yeah.
The full nun regalia.
Yeah.
She comes out there, and they tried to push her up to the front of the mound there on the dirt part.
Right.
And
she says, I'm pitching from the rubber.
She went back to the rubber.
60 feet, 6 inches,
60
baby.
60 feet, 6
she
inches.
Wanted to be on the mound.
And she cranked up, and she nailed it. She threw a strike. Obviously, this is a nun who's done some athletics before.
Yeah, she bounced the ball off her forearm for a little flare.
Folk. Yeah. And I can't even do that.
Then she threw a curveball.
Then she threw a beauty.
It was fantastic. Apparently, she was an athlete when she was younger.
It would appear to be so.
And she was having the time of her life.
She was having a ball.
You could tell that was pretty awesome.
Sister Mary Jo throwing a
boy. Those nuns in Chicago. Of course, we had the Sister Jean up at Loyola for the Final Four this year.
That's right.
Now we have
They're an active group up there in the Chicago area. Wow. Today is a big day on the course of Wichita State University campus in that Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger is going to open a little shop there on the first floor of the Radigan Student Center.
There you go. You think they'll do some business there?
Tons and tons. They're going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 9:45 this morning, and then they're going to open it up. That the hours are going to be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Friday. Now, I've got a grandson who's starting his college career.
They're open at 10 a.m.? I love that.
Yeah. He's starting his college career
today.
Have a hot
dog for breakfast.
Yeah, and he's thinking about, he's going to have morning classes, and he's going to get out around 12:30, I think, most days. And what's he going to do? Well, it's a no-brainer. You got the Freddy's right there. You also have Starbucks if you go in the morning and say you want one of those great pastries they have and a good cup of coffee. Yeah, the campus is going to be
a place for visitors to come in from outside, people who don't even go to school there, right? Be coming in to get some goodies there. Freddy's opening today there on the campus. And, Ted, of course, on the campus also is the Pizza Hut Museum, right?
Yes.
You got the original Pizza Hut over there.
Part of the new campus, and Innovation Campus.
Yeah. A lot of exciting things going on at Wichita State, of course. Also at K-State and KU, they're cranking up classes. This is an exciting time for school in general, especially for colleges. And my grandson had dinner with Shelley and me last night, and Nolan was, I think he was a little nervous about what was going on.
Gotta be.
I just say
into a new chapter in your life,
and I can tell. I mean, he's kind of hard to read because he's pretty stoic. But I said, you know, relax, have fun. The big part, you know, it's, obviously you're gonna have to work hard and get your grades, but it is also a lot of socializing and a lot of fun in college. There's a lot to it, and of course, incurring a lot of debt. I think he's got a little scholarship money going for him, so
okay,
that's good. That's a good.
Every little bit helps.
Yeah. So back then, this is a full. First full week of school for most kids and students around the area.
Ah, do you remember your first day at college? I'm sure you were nervous.
No, I wasn't. I don't remember it. Yeah, I do. I mean, it was fun. I mean, you didn't have to. It was so much unlike high school had been.
It's just a new,
on your own. You got
experience.
You would have somebody up there. Here. Now the bell rang. Go to the next class. You're on your own. You better show up.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a little responsibility.
Yep.
And that's part of it. The maturity that is involved there. All right, it's 8:52. Hey, stock market on Friday, the S&P rose 9 points. The Dow rose 110. NASDAQ edged up over 9 points, so a pretty good day on Wall Street Friday, wouldn't you say?
Well, let's carry that momentum into today.
You bet.
See how that goes.
All right, let's take a look at business news now, courtesy of the Wichita Business Journal. Wichita State has received a $2.5 million grant.
Ooh.
Money is to be used to support work on advanced manufacturing programs. The grant is from the U.S. Department of Defense Office of Economic Adjustment. It's a continuation of a $7.1 million grant awarded to the school in 2015. The work will be done through the National Institute of Aviation Research, NIAR.
Mm-hmm.
Sasnac Management Company has purchased a group of restaurants in Tennessee. Sasnac is the parent company of Carlos O'Kelly's Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
And is an Applebee's franchisee. President John Rolfe says the transaction closed last week. It's the second Applebee's acquisition Sasnac has completed in the past 3 months. And the Wichita Marriott has started a large-scale renovation project. Owner Phil Ruffin plans to spend about $15 million. General Manager Michelle Ruffin-Stein says construction has started on the first phase of room renovations. Petra Services has a building permit for work valued at nearly $5 million. Exterior paint and new signage are part of the plan. Of course, when I come in the morning, I look out to across the little lake here, and I can see the Marriott right over there.
Yeah, it's our neighbor right across the way from us.
About throw a rock and hit it from here. And is it Michelle? Was she a classmate of yours?
She was a classmate of mine, yes. We went to Capen together.
How about that? All right, some renovation going on. That's a beautiful hotel. That's going to be even nicer now.
Yeah, she's a go-getter.
All right. And there's some business news from the Wichita Business Journal this morning. All right, 8:54, Steve and Ted coming up at 9 o'clock.
She's a Steve and Ted listener, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Michelle likes Steve and Ted.
You mentioned that.
Which is one more feather in her cap, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, the KNSS News. Police investigating a double homicide in North Wichita. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.